Well, it's great to be here this morning. It's wonderful to be standing here. It's such an honor and a privilege for me to stand here and bring God's word. I've been away and I got back about 3 weeks ago, and it's wonderful to be home. It's amazing to meet some of you during the week and just see what God is doing in your life and what he's doing in this church. And it's just been beautiful to see people thriving, people just experiencing God's presence, his provision, his plans, new chapters, new things, new seasons people are stepping into, breakthroughs that people have received. So we've got a lot to be thankful for. We have a lot to be thankful for. And when Tim texted me to say, would I preach, the first thing that goes to your mind is, what do I preach on? And immediately I heard, speak on offense. And that's a hard thing to preach on. And so I want your hearts to be open. And I'm obviously not going to cover everything, but I'm just going to go from the place that God has told me to go from. And his presence is here already. I loved, Sandrine, that you have ushered us into the presence of God with worship, and you can feel his presence today. And I have had almost quite scary confirmation over this preach. One being on the notice sheet, there's that proverb that says the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. And I prayed, I was like, God, if this is the message to bring, I want that verse to be on the notice sheet. And I looked this morning and it's there. So whoever did the notice, Sharon, did you do that? No, whoever chose that is on point, and it's for us today. And so my title is Having the Fear of God in Front of Our Eyes. Yes, I'm going to pray. Jesus, thank you for being with us today. Thank you that your spirit is here, God. Thank you that we are not here by accident, that we are sitting in one of these seats for a reason, that you have guided us here today to hear your word and to worship you, Father. And I just pray, Lord, that you would speak so deeply in our hearts, with the conviction of the Lord come in the room. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, God. Why don't you just between you and the Lord now, just say, God, my heart is open. My heart is open, God, to receive today. Thank you, Lord. All right, so I'm going to start off by looking at 2 Samuel 6, verse 16. So if you want to flick there, I think we... There we go. Yeah. So I want to start off by looking at this passage. And I want, I'm going to be talking about 2 different heart postures that God was revealing to me through this passage. So here we have David. He's bringing the Ark of the Covenant back. And this is the famous kind of well-known when David says, you know, I'll be more undignified than this. And that he takes off his garments in worship to God. He is in praise and he is in worship. And can you see that? It is a little bit small. But I'm hoping that you have your Bibles with you. And his wife, when he comes back to bless his family, his wife confronts him and basically says, you know, what you were doing was foolish. How could you do that? You look stupid in front of the servants, in front of the maids. And this really struck me, this passage. God has been speaking really deeply in this passage to me recently. And here you have David. He is so focused on the presence of God. He is so focused on cultivating an atmosphere of worship. He wants to draw people in into praise and worship because his heart is like, I see God's presence. I acknowledge God. And I can't do anything else but worship him. I can't do anything else but just be completely foolish in front of everybody because he is all that I want. He is all that I recognize.